We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tomorrow's a big day.
Dang.
So let's get the final update. Get to know what's happening with Sarah's wedding.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming. So many kisses. Sarah's gonna be a Mrs.
This time on Monday, Sarah will be Mrs. J. Meet Demetrius Light.
Demetrius.
No, I just made that up. I have no idea what his middle name is. No.
By the way, when I was a little girl, I always thought it was so cool because my mom would get letters and it would say Mrs. Robert Osborne. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that formality. I doubt either of your wives get letters addressed to Mrs. Brad Booker and Mrs. Alex Franco. It's such a formality that's dropped because of feminism.
Yeah, exactly. Would not work today. No way.
No, but I actually kind of like it. Like, it's nice. I think maybe because that's what I always saw my mom, her mail came that way. And I'm like, ooh, I finally get my mail that way.
My wife would be so upset if it came Mrs. Alex Franco. She'd be like, dude, I'm the lawyer that makes the money in this family. Put my name on that thing.
So, tomorrow is the big day. And I still feel like I have a million things to do. And my whole goal was to be done last Sunday so that I could enjoy this week, and yet every single second something else pops in my head, and the thing that I have left to the last minute is writing vows, which I have to read tomorrow in front of a church of 80 people, and somehow I need to do that but also get sleep so that I don't have puffy eyes.
Man, are your vows, are you gonna go down that route of like the funny, like throwing some wacky but serious, or all serious?
I don't know, because that's part of my problem. Like, I was Googling how to write vows, because do I have to say things like, I vow to love you? Or is that just assumed? Because instead I was just gonna kind of write like a love letter. I'll tell you how I was gonna start it out. This is gonna make me sound crazy, but my whole life, I always imagine what my husband would look like. And sometimes I would have conversations with myself riding up the elevator to work where I would be like, I wonder what he's doing right now. Maybe he's sleeping, or maybe he's eating breakfast. And now I finally found you.
Sarah.
Is that cute?
You're talking to an imaginary person?
I talk to imaginary people all the time, and sometimes it would be my future husband.
Bro! Booker's shaking his head.
Do you? I mean, that's you for sure.
I just leave some stuff out, but whatever.
I mean, your wedding is pretty non-traditional,
right.
So I would...
It is. I'm not wearing white.
And you're fun, and you want to be funny, and it seems like a funny event. Because Sarah's serious, like all like lovey-dovey. It's just weird.
We've been practicing the kiss. That was one of the...
You're practicing the kiss.
Yeah, our pastor told us to practice the kiss because he said, if you don't know what kind of kiss you're going to give, if you guys don't discuss it, he has seen it before where a guy goes in for one type of kiss and the girl goes in for another type of kiss, and then it's really awkward.
Well, you're an awkward kisser anyway, right? From the stories that you've told.
I've gotten a lot better. Okay. Now that I've really practiced on one person for an extended amount of time.
Not your imaginary people.
Oh, okay.
I've gotten better.
Not the people that you're talking to.
So you have your vows to do. You have to practice your kiss. It just sounds like you have a thousand things to do.
Yeah.
And bro, tomorrow you're getting married.
Yes.
In the station in our sales department pulled me aside and said, hey, I just want to give you a little something, because weddings happen so fast.
Yeah.
And there's a million things going on. Like right now, you're experiencing a million things still to do.
Yeah.
And then when you're getting married, I don't care what anyone says, no one is ever chill when you're getting ready. You're freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're thinking, oh my God, is this right? Is this right? Is this right? And you're just worried. And then when you get to the kiss, oh my God, am I going to kiss right? It's
all a blur and you don't remember anything.
Exactly. This person told me, before anything starts, go off to the side where no one can really see you and just go alone. And just take it all in. Just stop and glance at the room and just look at everyone. And when it goes to the reception part, go off to the side and just look out and look at everyone and just kind of take it in. You know, don't talk to anyone, but just go off to the side and do it. And I actually did that. I followed that advice. And I caught myself, like, every time I would do that, I'd start breaking down and crying. Not breaking down hardcore, but I'd tear up because I'm actually taking it in, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, you'll have a videographer and you'll have photos and all that, but you want to visualize it and see it. It's like we're in this age now where we're holding up our phone whenever there's, like, concerts going on and we're watching it through our screen. We don't put stuff down. And when you take it in, when you're visualizing it yourself, it's just so much better because you have that memory.
I love that.
I think too.
You should. And yeah. I've never thought I'd follow that. And I mean, it was just the best advice ever, Sarah. So like anyone that says, I'm getting married, you have any advice? That is just take it in and soak it in with your eyes for that memory.
I almost started tearing up as he was saying that. But I will add, you think I'm going to have a videographer? I'm way too cheap for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.